Zeichen Nishmas Adi Miri Yachman and Yisrael Pilchas and Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Oshayda Bas Yeshua Falak. Good morning, everybody. Okay, we're just finishing up now packet 3. We'll see if we get to packet 4 today. But finishing up packet 3. Again, Ichashina and Lahargasha. Okay, so there are just a couple of more Nakudos that I wanted to cover in this packet. Let's take a look. Ichashino Hagasha supplement, right? Okay, take a look in the on page 3 in the supplement. I'm going to say for Netta Shashuin. So the Sefer Netta Shashuin on page 3, he writes like this. Hine ata Esladabi Mitzdode Haheta Vishut Pnei Yeshua Parasharasa Beli Hagasha. Also Nidan Vishut Pnei Yeshua Sham Efsha Sharasa Belo Hagasha Beli Bedika. Well, on the Rasa Shaloba Hagasha Ala De Bedika. In other words, if she has, doesn't have hargasha and there's no bedika, that's one thing. But if she has low hargasha and there was a bedika, right, that was what we were talking about, and many, as we said, many of the standard achronim are machmer in that. Even though, okay, so we'll see. So the pashas is that once there's a bedika, that's a daraisa. That's the conventional wisdom. That so either you say because it's a masked chagasha, or you say that like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the chagasha once there's a bedika, it's a vadei migufa. And it's Vade Migufa, so then there was a... So once it's Vade Migufa, so then we assume that there was a prior Hagasha that you weren't concentrating on or something like that. But not necessarily that there any time you do a Medika, it's the Mes Hagasha. That was the Aruch HaShulchan. But either way, the conventional wisdom always has it that anything inside is a daraisa. It's interesting. Just last night, someone called me. It was late last night, like after 11 or something. They had a like a dilator, something the woman puts inside to help open up the area or something like that, and then she took it out, and apparently there was some blood on it. So the question is that a shaila of a daraisa? So the question, or the other shaila, was that a dilator is very often will rub against. When you put it inside, it's very likely that when you put a dilator and you rubbed against the vaginal wall, and then that caused the bleeding. So, it's still always good to see if you can get a bodeka to check it out, but it's very likely that that's what happened. Because it's probably very... good plea, but you know, not everyone would be makel on this. So, because again, once you're inside, then that's a shaila v'daraisa. So he writes here.
Is that what Rabbi Paschal can ask that question?
What?
Is that Rabbi said that she should see what that can be?
So this situation, you know, I would normally say that it was late at night, and I thought there was in this particular situation that Tzlia was very good, but you know, and that and with the details of that situation, the mitzvahs of that particular situation. But again, I'm not saying that in every situation I would be makel. We had the eight. So then he says, "We had the eight." Shehu nosen tachas akikah v'nitzah olav dam im ogol tohor im moshuch tamei. Right, so if it's ogol, it's tohor. It probably came from a bug. Im moshuch tamei hechidam ida agashah ogol amai tohor. She had hargasha, right? So that was this gemara over here. Ogol eid adam b'dika d'derech kinu v'lios moshach. So if it was around, it was probably not from the b'dika. So the Gemara says, "Ol da'agash of emer hagashas eidu." Su hosim numtza al shalo osiyom t'meim v'chayemim v'korbal lachazman tuim v'korbal. Olam da'agash of emer hagashas shabbos. So we said the kasev al zehagon hanal, right, the placey, that there are two ways of understanding the Gemara. Akan shuv gochiach mufesh ha'achman v'hinei b'dvar mavur nigla shirotz l'fash alosh ad hadam l'olam da'agash ha'ayinu shanam omrim kain v'yisho mer shalo agash ha'ayinu shachazevesh Emer Hagosha Shabbosu. She says she wasn't, but we tell her you were. Echriyake v'chachav lo yadati maral kachal l'asev shevash. So that's what he said. This is what I'm always saying. Lo yadati maral kachal l'asev loshen hashash l'derv zar. He says, why are we... In other words, the place he likes the chumra dikashita, right? So this is the line that I think is... And that's the line that I vote for. You know, this is the week of elections. So if I'd have to vote, what I think is the Pashut Pshat of the Gemara is telling you the Kula. You know, when the Gemara says, Olam Dargisha, she was Margish, but we say that it was Hargasha's aid and not Hargasha's... So he says he doesn't understand why the place in the Achronim Mara al Kacha. That's the Lashon from Megillas Esther. Mara al Kacha v'Mahagi Aleihem. Mara al Kacha l'Hasev Lashon Hashash l'Derek Zar. That is, if you can learn, that's what the stipler always said. Whatever is the more Pashut Pshat is usually the more Emes. You know. Then you can say, well, Pashtus is always the best. So, Mara al Kachal, Hasiv Loshan, Shazal, Lavashan, Shaina, Mashma, Loshan Kach, Hakipuch, Mavor, Medivri Rashi, Shakasiv, Eagle, Hakitar, Demar Gosh's Eidhu, Kreda, Nanhu, Damrin, Haki, Shahitoa, Mad Omar Shakisha, Zapasha, Lonita Lukta, Lorok, Shituso. He says it's Pashut. V'lo kasavdi elo l'hotzi b'leiv mishir to l'farsh divrei chumas edeshin stayim mehem hagon anal sham l'achriya zay ha'peir sh'achron Chas Hashem Agon Hanala Holson Beis Pirushin Kvar Harichu B'zeh Agon B'tshuvas Shev Yaakov V'mes Harod Devrei M'shur Hanal Yirad Ola Aldaitam L'farj Devrei Hashas Ba'ovin Acherak B'shitas El Shabon Omer Tuhu Adin Havi Matzi Hashas L'shnuye D'mayu Shalom Hegisha L'fi Daitam Hanan Amrina Shatav Kesur Hagrash Shabbos V'ein V'mes Hayagrash Samokar Agonim Cholkim B'kilim B'zeh etc. So he says, and the Machmirim followed the Rambam. So that costly Shatamish al Rambam, Hainu B'nei Shabbatka, Amina Chazaka Shergisha. Who died that Klusha Yishlovi Rai Shaloki Devrim, Miper Kama Denida. The Shamai, the Sphere, they die in Shaita. Right? The Shamai says, if a woman sees blood, so you assume it just happened now. Etc. So he writes here. Here's a little place here. Let's get to the part of the question. So why did he say? So he's from the Kula people. So what about the Rambam? So we have an area there, Aruch HaShulchan, right? We have an Aruch HaShulchan. But let's see what he says on the arrow here on page 4. How is he going to say pshat? So he keeps going. So he keeps going and going and going. And then he writes like this. Because he says, the Gemara says that you need a hargasha. With the arrows on the left side. He says, I don't like the sheet of the Gaonim that he doesn't mean the Gaonim of the Gaonim. He doesn't like the Talin al Hachmer. In other words, if you really say that you didn't feel anything, so we're not choishish. But if she really has a suffix, She like that. Maybe she was like, you know, space out a little bit. He argues b'zeh aru donim al pi hazochin the presence shabba ma'argasha. So then we say, you know, it's a hazochin shabba ma'argasha. But if she says that she was paying attention and she didn't feel anything, so then we don't have to make up things and say, oh, there was a hargasha. Maybe there was a hargasha, no hargasha. And we don't have this thing. So, player has a medina hargasha, lini medina safik im tome, they also dam, lini mataris, chod, etc. So, therefore, he writes, so the bottom line, she says, Barili. I know I didn't have the hargasha. That's the placey. Etc. So he goes back and forth, but the bottom line is, all let me call Zeh, on page 5. The Batka Velo Argasha, Midi. So now this is a big thing here. Rabbi Willig once wrote an article in Beis Yitzchak, he said like this, he didn't quote Natasha Shuim, he was saying on his own. In other words, she did a Bedika and she wasn't Margish. Eitu Masa El Midi Rabbanan. So that is... That is a huge kula.
This is where he's different than Rosh Hashanah, right?
Right, this is where he's different. Well, right.
Even for his own svara, I don't see why he should come out with kula here. Because how can she know, meaning, you have to say there's at least a safek in a case when she went, meaning, the Gemara has a safek, right? That maybe Hargosha is an idiot, but maybe it was a masked Hargosha.
Right, the Gemara says that. She says she was Margish, and we say you weren't Margish.
But at least it's something, right? So, that's the only thing I don't understand about that.
In other words,
if you're going to hold me as a chazaka, it's at least a suffix in this case.
So, yeah, if you have a suffix.
So, is it not even called a suffix?
It's not even called a suffix. So he says, the Bartha Vagish, Midi, and Tomas, Al Midi, Rabbanim. Because if she didn't have Aragasha, she didn't have Aragasha, so it's only the Rabbanan. The Suffolk the Rabbanan. So he says, Fizim in Enem Aragasha's Klau, Vade in Elim the Rabbanan, the Suffolk the Rabbanan. So if she bark of the Argish media into Masa El Midrabanan. So you say, right, so it's different than the Rosh Hashulchan. Because normally we would say that there is. In other words, as I said, the conventional wisdom is that a bedik is always the deraisa. So he's the one who wrote about it. I mean, Rabbi Will wrote it, but this precedes, obviously. That's a Shashuim was how many years ago? Svi Hirsch, you want to see? Where was the Netta Shashulam from? This goes back. You can tell an old sefer from a new sefer. You know what I mean? Divrei Ram Hamid. So if you have a suffix, then you say Chazak and Baba Hagasha. But if she doesn't have a suffix, then it's okay. So there's no Hargasha. Was mit der Reise und dem Stamm noch erschienen was er.
What's the name of the offer?
Let's say here, one second. Svi Hershkara. Mibit Shashch. Mibit Shashch. Neta Shashuin. Rabbi Ezra Hess was in the Shir for, he was a Chazan of Broyas. So the whole year after we did this Netat Shashum, like every day in Shir, he would be saying, "Oh, the Netat Shashum." It was like once I showed him this, like that was the whole rest. Yeah, so that's so the part that I like is the idea that we can be makel. If a woman urinates and then she wipes herself, even if she didn't wait the whatever seconds they tell you you're supposed to wait, it's you don't have to be choishish for hargasha. So then for it's disposable tissue. So it's okay. It's okay. There's no idea of Hashina la Hargasha. And if she goes inside, so then already it's considered Vayde Megufa, and there's a Chazaka that there was a Hargasha. Now, one could say maybe that Chazaka shouldn't apply Bizman. Bizman has if women don't. Some women don't have her. All these things are connected. It depends upon what you consider as hargasha. So maybe the women do. If you hold like the Maram Shik, and every body, any feeling of the body is a hargasha, so then it's a hanami. So he's the biggest makel here to say that it's only a derabbanan. But the question is, even if it's only derabbanan, so she'll still be mitabi be derabbanan. Yeah.
So he's masking if it's inside that starism?
No.
Oh. Because it's even
yeah. That's a bedika is always inside. So that's why but the question is like, is there really? So it's the rabbanan, okay. I mean, but like, what would be a practical nafkamina that would come up? Based on him, maybe like it would be a suffix of the color, or we'd be more. Be noted to be makel.
Like, yeah. He still wouldn't choose
a
kesser, right?
So that's the question. In other words, would one say, according to Netta Shashulim, that if you had less, than a gris, not a bedika. In other words, the first thing we know in Hilchos Nida is that when it's a bedika, it doesn't matter whether it's a gris or not, right? Gris is only a kesem. So pashrus is, and this we'll see further, that there are three types. Normally people say there are two types of nida. There's a daraisa and a darabanan. And a darabanan is a kesem. But it could be there are three dinim in nida. That we discussed in the past. There's a din of a daraisa hargasha. Then there's a kesem, darabanan. And then maybe there's something called a ria midarabanan. That means it's not a kesem. It's inside. It's not a kesem. It's vade migufa. It's no taliyah. It's vade migufa. It's not a kesem. But you're still not going to get the klu, and but it's only derabanan, which there was no hargasha. But you're not going to get the kula of gris because there's a chazaka that a makolis is not going to go inside the woman's body. So if she saw that, the whole idea of a gris is because of a suffix makolis, so they wouldn't. There's no suffix that there was maybe a bed bug that went inside of her. You know, also makol baduk mi makolis. Unless you say that it's a low plug, and all need to be rubber. So that's going to be in the next packet. Whether do we say that even if there's not chosu pachav migris vade lo goes rabbanit avokav devade migufa hasya. So the discussion here in the Sidrei Tara and the Beil Tzedaka. The Beil Tzedaka says that and the Beil Tzedaka says, the Sidrei Tara says, no. Dafka hechadik and lamitli, not kolosu to Torah. Well, I've had a vikuf and offer of the Shalom Agashi as it may. So if you said, so I always said that if you would put the Netta Shashum together with the Beil Tzedaka, which the Beil Tzedaka says that all Nida Midrabanans, we give them the kula of gris, even in a situation where there's no taliyah. Because there's no taliyah that a makolos went inside the woman's body. So no Mor Harar I've ever met in my life or ever thought to put these two together, that and therefore have a kula. So, because the assumption became so clear that the Netta Shashuim wasn't the accepted Shita in the world. Even though it might be a good Svara, but somehow that's not considered conventional wisdom. We assume anything inside it is a Shaila of a Daraisa. But he's saying that it's only a shot of a drabban, but it could be, it would still be machmir midrabbanon even on a kol shehu because you don't have the tliya, but it's still the drabbanon would be a kesem. And according to that, you would have to say the three types of nida: nida daraisa with his argasha, nida drabbanon it's kesem chutz lagufa with tliya. The alma, and nida derabanan that was inside, or you know there is the chesh of ha'efod done by Padova from England. He held, and this you know, he held the kinuach is also considered nida midrabanan. We didn't get that in the packet yet, but he held if you do a kinuach, that's considered like vadei migufa. Where do you think it came from? You wipe that area. There's blood. Where do you think it came from? So he thought that's vade migufa. Instead, there's no hagasha, so then you could say it's a nida midrabbanan. But it's still vade migufa, so you can't call it a kesem, and therefore and it's not considered eidim makabel tuma. Why? Because eidim makabel tuma, no one's going to say a kesem was found on a kli. Kli is makabel tuma, and then I wipe it off with a tissue. So I transfer it. Oh, now it's eidim makabel tuma. But you found it originally, it was on makabel tuma. You get so the same thing over here. You found it by her body, and now you're transferring it. So Rav Avadi Yosef said back, no, because when you found it on her body, you didn't see it yet. It's only if you saw it. If you didn't see it yet, and at first you saw it on the tissue, then it's considered, in other words, whereas Dain Potiphar said, no, you're transferring. So I mean, the Velt, assumes not like Dain Potiphar. Even though I think Rav Ausch said a lot of people lately have been b'machmir in that, there was a regular kinuach. Is that considered a kesem? Or is that considered, and therefore you get the kulas eidim makabel tuma? No, that's not eidim makabel tuma because you transferred it. So Rav Yosef said, no, it's not called transferring because you didn't know about it until it came here. It works with the tchilas hayidia. So bottom line, Rav Ausch, the conventional wisdom is that we treat anything inside as a deraisa, and the conventional wisdom, many hold that that's considered because hashin lahagasha. Even though I vote for the other opinion that there's no such thing as hashin and lahagasha, because like what the Nezer Shoshum says, why should we be doichik and give the a pshat in the Gemara that's totally not the simple pshat in the Gemara? To say that the Gemara meant the Chumrah, that she's saying, I wasn't Margish, and we're telling her that you. It's to me, it's a very difficult thing. Okay, so that's the. There is one thing in the Alter Rebbe I wanted to look at with you. The question is the Alter Rebbe here in the packet, or is it only rather just like I have the, or do I have it from a final comment? Because he talks about doing bedikah with like cotton, something. What's the status of doing bedikah with cotton? Would that be considered something that's not mekabel tuma? But would we say no? It doesn't matter because you went inside. So let me just see if we have it here. It's in one of the packets, the...
It's page
13. Page 13? In which packet?
Packet
3. Packet 3, page 13. Okay.
About
in the final poem.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is it? What?
Page 13,
packet 10. Yeah, where?
Code Sally, it says that
on the door. Where are you? Where is it? Is it in the Biurim? Yeah, here it is. Yeah, it's on page 13. Close reels are the name. Where did you see Kuf Tzadi? Where did you see that? Well, no, you said it. That's right. That's what I'm looking for. Where'd you see it?
I was just looking at the Urim on page 13. I don't know if it's talking about the Kaddish. Chopin gets a room.
Here you have the. I think it's in the Chunchas Achron of the Alter Rebbe on Kuf Tzadi. But he's saying that. But he quotes from the Alter Rebbe. Yeah. Okay, we'd have to get the safe. I don't have it in front of me. Omer b'biurim. Yeah, it's Omer b'biurim. Svirli tzvarsa sidri tzvarsa gal mucha midivya graz lo svirli tzvara tigan. Okay. But there's a piece in the Alter Rebbe, but if you have it on your computer, the Alter Rebbe? Yeah? I think there's a piece that he writes that if you do a bedika with cotton, it's still going to be a shayla of a daraisa, because even though cotton is not makabel tuma, it's still going inside. But I don't have that in front of me, unless you have it. You're confused. You have the Alter Rebbe.
What
I think you said it Kuf Tzadi. How do you know it was Kuf Tzadi?
I was looking at the Bali Shoshan.
Where does he say Kuf Tzadi?
No, just on the top.
What?
No, the Badal Shulchan is taken from his commentary on Sinai.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, maybe, one second. Yeah, one second. Yeah, okay. But that was the... maybe I'll bring in one day, we'll look inside the Alter Rebbe. But... One second, let me just check one thing here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a bit confusing. I don't have it in front of me. Okay, but the kids are... So again, after all said and done, we have all these different... But normally we're machmer and we you know, when it goes inside. And usually in that case, that you said with the dilator, I'd make him see a bodekim. There was, you know, whatever the details were in that case that we had last night, it was different. But in general, you know, the dilator, you go see a bodekim, because once it went inside, you know. But then there could be a tliya, you know, that we have to look into. Okay. So, Bekitzer, we have finished the Kashina Lahagasha. And again, I'm of the opinion against the conventional, poskim on this matter. I'm for that, I'm in the Netat Shashum's camp. But the fact that he said that every Bedika we treat like a Drabbat, even though, you know, so that already, you know, that's like maybe too much for me to swallow. Okay, and that's the story. So, Bez Hashem, Wednesday we'll start packet 4. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Yoni, Sunshine, how are you? Where are you, Yoni? Where are you located?
In Baltimore.
Baltimore. Okay. Max, good morning. Ephraim, how are you?
Good
Natan, how's Muncie doing?
Good, Baruch Hashem. Very cold.
Yeah, very cold, yeah. Ben Katz, you're a Teaneck?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Ben, how's MZ Binter? You're in Chicago?
Yep, still in Chicago.
Yeah, it's also very cold?
It was very cold yesterday. Today's not as bad. Yesterday was cold.
Yeah. Okay, the mayor, how's Lakewood doing?
Very windy.
Yeah, very windy. Yeah, it's windy here too. Yeah. Okay. Yoel, how are you? Where are you, Yoel?
In the Five Towns.
Okay, I heard of that. And Sonny, you're in Brooklyn?
Where are you? No, I'm in Muncie.
You're in Muncie? How'd you get to Muncie?
We have a house in Muncie.
Oh, and Brooklyn.
If you ever come to Brooklyn, I'll meet you in Brooklyn. I'll drive in.
Okay. Okay. And Barack, where are you these days?
I'm in Riverdale.
Riverdale. Okay. Okay, and then we have, of course, Mencia Feld and Ezra Hagler. Zach Gold.
Burger.
What?
Burger.
Okay. It'll take me time. You know, okay. It's good to see you all. And, okay. Should be well. Zagazun, Zagabetched.
On time.
Thank you.